The major blockbuster museum show this season is Monet in the 20th Century at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. It's the largest exhibit ever assembled of Monet's late paintings done in the last 25 years of his life. The exhibit travels to London in December. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz says he's lucky to live in the only American city where he can see these paintings.
Critics get fewer perks than most people think. But one of the best ones I've ever had is that I got to attend a press viewing of the marvelous new Monet show at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. All three of its distinguished curators were there to guide us through the galleries, and best of all, we could linger afterwards. For a few minutes, I was actually all by myself in the last room of the show, with five of Monet's vast, mind-bogglingly gorgeous and apocalyptic water lily canvases. Monet called them Grande Décoration. They were his very last big project. He began during World War I and kept working on them for a decade, well into his mid-80s. One of them, unbelievably, like several other paintings in this show, has never been exhibited in public before. When I joined the crowds a week later to see them again, I was just as moved and excited, and it was fun to watch people's jaws dropping as they came into that last room. In 1900, when the show begins, Monet was 60. The show's main curator, Monet scholar Paul Hayes Tucker, says that by that time Monet was so successful he no longer had to paint for money. But he never stopped painting, except for a couple of years after the death of his wife and then of his son. When he started again, he never stopped. And as this show underlines, he never stopped experimenting. The Impressionist movement, which got its name from one of Monet's own early paintings, Impression, Sunrise, was largely about the way paint could capture and reveal light. It showed us that what we saw in the world was a lot more varied and a lot more surprising than we thought. Towards the end of his life, in the paintings he did of his garden at Giverny, with its footbridge, willows, and water lilies, it seems as if paint itself took over as the subject. It got thicker and wilder. Form itself began to dissolve. That's probably why the abstract expressionists regarded Monet as a father figure. There's an astonishing late study, nearly 7 feet square, of a willow reflected in the lily pond. That reflection consists of countless thick, fast strokes of violet and lilac. Only one small red water lily and a green lily pad in the lower right-hand corner helps us define the image. It's not just light Monet is analyzing anymore. It's reality itself. Maybe more than any other painter, Monet was obsessed by the central conflict between a flat, two-dimensional canvas and the illusion of three-dimensional depth. One room in this show lines up 24 of his small water lily paintings. All but one of them were in a major Monet exhibit in 1909. The differences between them are intriguing. Quiet blues in one become searing yellows in another. But even more fascinating is the way Monet keeps coming back to the relation between the water lilies floating on the surface and the reflections of trees and clouds in the water. It's like being in a dream, a continuous hallucination. And more. In those last huge water lily paintings, Monet is quite literally painting his image of heaven. Sublimely serene and pastel, or in a spectacular sunset painting, agitated, practically on fire. He sees heaven by looking not up, but down, embodied in nature, on the earth, an elusive reflection on the surface of the deep water. There are no figures, no people in any of these late paintings. Yet all of this nature seems animated from within. Those willow trees, with their gnarled trunks and extending branches, might be Monet's self-portraits. What's also moving about these late paintings is that while so many of them are more beautiful than anything you've ever seen, sometimes even too beautiful, as in his almost touristy images of Venice, some of them are also daringly grotesque, even ugly. Monet destroyed some of his late paintings, but many he held on to without ever exhibiting them. Maybe half of the 86 paintings here were never exhibited in his lifetime, and a third of them are still in private collections. One of those five staggering water lily murals was lent by a gallery in Paris. If someone could lend me a few million dollars, I'd love to make them an offer.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Monet in the 20th Century at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts through December 27th.